Hey, everybody. So just in case you're wondering, these are a little bit of teaser into what we've done. So yeah. we're kind of giving you guys a little bit of a scoop onto what we did beforehand. I mean, this is something for us where it's kind of exposing the creation of Not Now Podcast.
Yeah. It's a, like a throwback to the new year. We started these in season one, and we're going to be airing them this week instead of continuing on to season four. Just so you, we already teased them, so
might as well put them out there.
Yeah, might as well. I hope you enjoy.
These are also the losers.
Yeah, these are the losers. Okay, so TV show pitches, definitely.
They're losers. Yeah. Just brace yourself for that.
Yeah, just brace yourself for that, and brace your love of Rite Aid.
Yeah, and that's probably the only winner of the bunch.
Yeah, yeah. Listen to the last 5 minutes of Connect the Dots if you listen to anything.
But no, I think you guys will enjoy it, a little bit of this. I mean, looking back on everything that we've done to this point, it's kind of nice to refresh my palate, at least as a listener and also a creator. Refresh yourself.
Yeah.
Refresh
yourself.
With a little bit of car freshener. And that's what I equivocate these episodes to.
Yeah, old car smell.
Yeah, old spice car.
Old spice car. Spice car, this life of car.
Is that Dale Earnhardt Jr.? Who drove Old Spice?
Ricky Bobby?
Probably. But we thought you guys would enjoy this, and we really hope you do. And if you don't, you can send us an email.
Yeah, or if you do, you can send us an email.
Yeah, anyway, please, just send us an email. Welcome to Not Now Podcast. You are listening to Not Now Podcast. We are your hosts,
Kyle
and Bran. So, I tried to shorten it.
Tried to stay on brand.
Stay on brand. You know, you want to be, it's really important that you have a brand that you stick to.
You don't want to vary too far from that.
No, I mean, I'll go out into Rite Aid. I'll pick up whatever the first label I see. Maybe it's colorful. Maybe it's green, brown, blue. I don't care. And I use it once in my hair. It's a shampoo.
And it costs like 12 times the price because
it's at Rite Aid.
Yeah. I mean, they just
we're just going to shit on Rite Aid. Yeah. We started with Goodwill, but we're shitting on Rite Aid.
Yeah. You know what? Goodwill is, they have good intentions.
They have a Goodwill.
Yeah. A Goodwill. Rite Aid, not so much. I mean, every time I go there, they're like, $3, and I show up at the cash register. $5. And why is that? Because instant inflation.
Listen, you show up here once, you're here again, we're going to charge you more.
A lot of people have circular systems in the building that are pumping in fresh air. They are pumping in helium to cause instant inflation.
I thought you meant like they construct a store that is circular to circulate the people.
Oh, they do that as well.
Yeah, with the aisle design. But anyways, yeah, what I was
saying.
Yeah, you
know, I go into the liquor aisle, and I come out the other end, and then there's mixers. Soda. Yeah, there's soda. And soda I'm like, pop. Oh, I need some of this. And then I go up the soda aisle, and then there's seasonal items. And I'm like, oh, well, I could definitely use some umbrellas in my soda can, so I come out that end.
You know what's funny? If you go the other way, you come out of the liquor
aisle. You start shopping for patio furniture, and then you go down the seasonal aisle.
Wait, where the fuck are you shopping? Patio furniture?
Yeah, they have like those lawn chairs, the little tables.
Oh, you go a different way than I do. Nope. So,
well, you said the other way.
Well, I was not the other way, like the other end of the aisle. I meant at the end of the aisle, you take a left or a right. You know where you start at the wine and you end up at the vodka?
Yep.
We know the liquor aisle way too well. Anyways.
The only place I know how to get to in Rite Aid is the liquor aisle. We're in Maine, so you don't have to go to a liquor store.
So, if you take a right out of there, right after you get your booze and you're thinking about how great the night's going to be, there's all, like, instead of going left, you take a right, and there's all the items that appeal to, I'm sorry for the bias that I have, women. It's like seasonal items. If it's Easter, there's Easter items. If it's Halloween, there's Halloween. And I always have to. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. No, I was talking about the same thing.
Oh. Anyways, I was saying.
No, I meant like the LED the solar powered lamps.
Yep,
The turtles with bouquets of flowers.
The garden
on
homes that they sell.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that I'm their target audience, but
no. And I always walk down there and I just laugh because I'm like, someone's buying this bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes, buying this bullshit. Sometimes I go down there and they have like those like shark fins that you slip on your hands.
In the pool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always like as I'm not gonna lie. I'm a hand swimmer. When I go underwater, I am a hand swimmer. And I'm like, if I had web fingers, I would be like going like 10 miles an hour underwater. And if they made those in adult sizes, I would be so happy.
I don't care about how far I go underwater.
I would be Michael Schwelps.
I never care about the distance I travel underwater.
Because you can hold your breath for an eternity?
No, just because I'm never going underwater to get anywhere. I'm only ever going underwater because there's bugs around me, because we live in Maine, or I just want to see how long I can hold my breath, because I'm from Maine.
Okay, like, if I'm in a pool, I probably don't care. Because
you can swim with your head above water, you know that, right?
I know. You could swim faster if you had shark fin hands.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Have you ever tried them?
No.
I knew it.
I knew instantly because you're decreasing your hydrodynamic design.
Well, then why don't you just grow a fin, Aquaman?
Because I'm not.
Okay, wait, we're getting derailed. Hold on.
Okay.
So I wanted to stick with the brand. I'm Bran. I'm sticking with the brand because
in fuck my Rite Aid.
Well,
do you know they sell porn there?
No, it didn't.
They don't. They do. It's in with their colored pencils.
Yeah, and your children see it.
Yeah, I'm a child, and the first thing I'm going to do is go into a store, look at the candy aisle, which leads right to the colored pencils. And I'm like, hey, I got this new Dora the Explorer coloring book, and I want a David the Explorer version as well. So I'm going to turn the corner, and what do I see? Fucking Playboy, fucking Penthouse, and all of these scantily clad women posing with boots
and a backpack and a map. Outrageous.
Yeah. And I'm like,
I just want to buy some Playboys. And I'm like, I don't want to chalk over $20.
Do you know how many lemonades I'm going to have to sell to get this?
Oh, yeah. You're a child. I forgot.
Yeah.
I have a full-time job.
Well, that's child labor.
Do you want to know what my job is?
Are there Rite Aid?
I'm not a child. Do you want to know what my job is?
Yeah.
I work at Rite Aid.
Oh, so you're familiar with this.
Yeah, I'm trying to take it down from the inside. You don't understand what's going on right now. I am trying to collapse this colossus that is stood upon pillars of uppricing and upselling these poor individuals that walk into there thinking, I'm just going to get a prescription. And next thing you know, they're walking out with a $100 hair dryer.
Yep. You know, I normally, I go into Rite Aid and I am straight up just looking for liquor. That's all I want. And
that's what you get?
Yeah.
And as a child?
Yeah. I go in as a child and I'm like, I'm just going to stuff this in my backpack. And then I sing the backpack song. And then I'm
looking. Gander past the porn aisle.
Yeah. I gander past the porn aisle and then I get caught. And then they're like, hey, I don't remember you coming in with a backpack. That's probably stolen. And then they look in the backpack and they see that's liquor. And then they call my parents. And then next thing you know, DHS is involved. And a whole bunch of problems are coming my way.
That's... Are we trashing on...
You know, if Rite Aid...
Rite Aid or you? Because that still sounds pretty... You're trying to steal from Rite Aid.
No, because if they didn't have their aisles aligned that way, I would never begin looking for crayons in the liquor aisle.
That's a good point.
You know, who puts crayons in the liquor aisle?
Rite Aid.
That sounds like a Spencer's plan to me.
No, Spencer's would just put the dildos in the, like...
In the finger condom aisle?
That or the shot glass aisle. It's like, yeah. Your night's plan. You just walk through with
a big grab bag. If you walk into a Spencer's and you're a child, you might have made a mistake.
If you walk into a Spencer's and you expect anything other than something very above PG-13, you don't understand America.
How do they get away with not carding kids in that store?
Because they're Spencer's.
Have we turned it? Okay, so a Spencer's.
No, Spencer's is great.
Spencer's Aid.
Spencer's is great. Spencer's we're not shitting on Spencer's. Spencer's is great, because where else would you go to make this really obscure purchase that you're like, I feel uncomfortable with this because I'm a normal person. And their employees treat you like they see this shit every day because they do. Yep. You go to Rite Aid and you try to pick up lip balm and they're like, what the fuck are you using this for? They're condescending. That's my problem with Rite Aid.
If you need to pick up like a hilarious birthday card, you're not going to Rite Aid.
You're going to Spencer's. And this is why Spencer's needs to sponsor Rite Aid.
We should also mention that we have very limited stores in Maine.
Yes, it's Spencer's or Rite Aid. I mean, where are you going to go get your groceries? Spencer's. Where are you going to go get your health care? Rite Aid. They have a doctor in there. You're like, I need to get my appendix out right now. And the guy behind the counter who's like, I just deal drugs, is like, take some oxycodone.
Oxycodone.
And he's like, I can't remove it, but it'll explode as long as you lace it with this peanut butter and jelly. You'll be fine. That's what Maine's like.
I go up to them and I'm like, I have a minor headache. And they're like, here's your oxycodone.
Yeah, if you think Mainers are a bunch of pussies, just think about this.
Have you ever seen a big mouse bass flying out of the window of a minivan going 85 miles an hour down 95?
I was just going to say, there's only two seasons in Maine. Winter and summer. There's no spring. There's no fall.
There's no bass?
There's bass. Bass is all year round.
Bass is a given.
If you're ever in your car and you're like, I need more bass, well then you're not in Maine.
In Maine we have an expression, bass present and future.
Bass, pickerel, and pike.
Bass, pickerel, and pipe.
Pipe, no pike.
We always have pipes.
We do have pipes to pipe the pickerel that come up when they're all pickled from the Pacific.
And our topic this week.
If we ever get specific,
let us be Atlantic. Excuse me. May I be Atlantic?
Okay, anyways, Atlantic. What are we doing? This is the Not Now podcast. We got done shitting on Rite Aid / Spencer's, but we love Spencer's. And we just want to shit on Rite Aid.
I also love Rite Aid. I go there like frequently.
Do you love it or are you addicted?
I liquor it.
Yeah, no, I like their liquor. But other places sell it's their also, liquor.
But it's, you go there and you can just pick it up with your hands.
Have you ever been to a Hannaford's?
Yeah, but I also see people there I don't want to meet.
Yeah, that's a personal problem. I just go wherever the liquor is. That's where I go and
but
I
if,
buy it.
But if you go into like certain stores like, this is extremely local, but Food City or someplace where they have the liquors behind the shelves, you have to ask them to get it.
That's why I don't go there.
And it's like
like when I was a kid at the trading card store and I was like, shopkeeper, could I please see this holographic Charizard? That's $15. I'd like to purchase it. I don't want to do that.
Yeah. I'm kind of an adult. I just don't want people to know what I want to purchase for them. And then I always
for them.
Here's your gift. I purchase things for the shopkeepers.
You know how to handle yourself. You're a lentilman.
I'm a lentilman. I only purchase lentils.
And then I give them.
Like a true lentilman. And our topic is going to be...
Connect the dots. And this is the Not Now podcast, by the way. I've already said that.
I'm almost certain we must have. But if we got this far and we didn't say this is the Not Now podcast, I'm going to edit it to make it look like we did.
There's no editing on this.
You're right. It's impossible to edit sound. Everything that
sound is finite. You cannot adjust or change. Everything that is will always be, and it'll be a consistent.
Anytime you hit pause, I have to stop talking in real life. So it's terribly inconvenient for me if you hit the pause button. Please remember that.
I just noticed that every time, I feel like when we're doing a podcast, you're like, we're going to edit this. And if as long as I say, no, we're not, it doesn't get edited.
That's also partially because I'm lazy.
That's fine. I like lazy. That's why I go to Rite Aid. They're a bunch of lazy bastards. They just sit there behind the
just
counter.
Just my style. I could envision myself working there. And oftentimes I am. And when I'm on my breaks, I buy my liquor.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm trying to collapse it from within. I work it right. I forgot about that.
So
okay.
A to Z.
A to Z. No. to connect the dots. I kept calling it A to Z. I brainwashed you.
Connect the Z.
Connect the Z. That's like connect the dots.
Yeah. It's like Connect Four, but you have letters. And now...
Yeah, there's four dots in Z.
Okay. So to connect the dots...
Don't dismiss me.
We're going to... To connect the dots, we're going to be choosing two random topics and trying to see how long it takes us to get from one topic to the next.
But it's gonna be a little misconstrued. We're not strictly trying to get that topic as
We're trying to get there as fast as possible.
We're trying to get there as funny as possible.
No, as quickly as humanly possible.
Okay, like, let's go.
Nobody cool. could.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Quick, I'm the Flash.
All right.
Let's go. Usain Bolt.
Okay.
The Olympics.
Do you want to say one topic and I'll say the other?
Yes.
Or do you...
Apples.
Carrots.
Okay. We got to get from apples to carrots.
Okay.
I eat this.
Apples.
Is that how that works?
I eat lots of apples every day.
You know, I do love to eat apples, but sometimes I could care less if I eat an apple or not.
Sometimes not eating an apple may drive me to a yellowish fruit.
I was kind of doing a thing with caring about the apples and then not. Like, if you care not. Carrot! Carrot. We're trying to prolong it. No, wait. I thought we weren't trying to prolong it.
I was joking.
Oh. Well, we have technical difficulty. All right. Start again.
Should we cut that part out?
Nope.
Okay.
It's our first time doing it. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. Nobody's listening.
All fuck right. Rite Aid.
Fuck Rite Aid.
By the way, pay us for advertising.
Yes. I could use those plenty points.
Yes.
All right. So, my word is space heaters.
Space guns.
Space guns.
Those are pretty close.
Oh, I've been so space heated in this space station. If only I had some sort of firearm.
It sounds like your bigger problem is that you're dehydrated in this space heated environment.
I am. If only there were some sort of firearm that could cool off my space.
Well, if you see one, don't panic, because it's probably a Mirage.
If I had a Mirage, I would be Haji from Johnny Quest.
Oh, Mr. Quest. I don't know how we get to... I don't even remember what we're trying to get to. Okay, we're going to try this again. We've never done this before. We told you it was all improv. It's free ball.
Let's... I think we've done this one before, vaguely.
Okay.
We could try to get from Poncho to Taco.
Poncho to Taco.
Okay.
Poncho to Taco. Can we say it like a couple times so I remember?
Poncho to Taco.
You are?
I am Poncho.
I am Taco.
Poncho, Taco.
We're trying to get from?
Poncho
to
Taco. Taco.
Poncho to Taco.
Poncho to Taco.
Poncho to Taco.
Exactly. So... It's so cold here in the Arctic. I wish I had a poncho.
Well, Poncho, if you could just start the fire, you'd probably be warmer.
Man, if I were warmer, I would have a certain food. One that would warm me up.
Chili.
Yes.
Because you're chilly from the cold.
I am so chilly that if I had a warmer food... Like something melted, like a quesadilla.
Lasagna. Because you know what would really warm you up is if a blanket was lasagna.
If a blanket was on me.
No, not a salami.
If a blanket was lasagna, then I would possibly, be too hot and I would take it off. And then before you know it, I'd be cold again, and then I'd be more like a burrito.
You don't want a burrito, but if you're willing to take it off, would you take it on? Oh.
I don't know if I would take it on, yo, but I might need some sort of enchilada for the chills to put them off.
But if you did, like, if you say that you succumb to the elements.
If I succumb to the elements.
And you were, you know, frostbitten and you were freezing cold, would you say that it would, like, tortilla you into a criminal?
I think that if I were a criminal, I would have no choice but to face the quesadillas.
Man, you gotta be one good detective to solve that. You know, you really have to come in to the situations and really spice things up and try to get the witness to talk.
To talk
about the things that are going on. Gotta get them to talk about the things that are happening in the case. Oh dear.
I mean,
did we do it?
You're trying to get to nachos.
I said taco. Talk about the things. It was from taco.
It was nachos.
It was taco. I'm positive it was taco. And if not, it's nacho taco. There, we did it. Okay. Connecting the dots. Number two. Wait, we have to take a brief intermission. Apologize about this on the Not Now podcast. We don't usually have advertisers, but we just got a random... We just got a random submission from a new advertiser. Sorry about the delay. I'm looking at the email right now. So we'll just take a quick break. Everybody, enjoy this advertisement. We'll be right back. This is Rite Aid. Rite Aid. Rite Aid.
Rite Aid.
We are now advertising through Not Now
Podcast.
Because they informed you about our great liquor sales.
All the liquor you could like.
And if you like that liquor, you'll lacquer your liquor with a nice licking.
Right next to our coloring books.
And if you take a stroll past the coloring books with your child,
then you'll find our liquor passes.
And
that's right. All the liquor you could drink for one pass.
And one pass only costs you $999.
That's right. Our one pass lets you run through the liquor aisle drinking as much as you possibly can over the course of 30 seconds.
And when you get to the end of the liquor aisle, we hit you with a billy club.
Yes.
And then right in the gut.
Right in the gut.
And that's how you know
whatever
the
you
right
don't,
has been aided.
Whatever you don't throw up, you can keep.
When you hear Rite Aid, just don't think the Third Reich. Anyway, so back to the Not Now podcast.
We hope you enjoyed that sponsor ad. I have no idea what it said, but I'm sure it was good.
They sent us an email. They really cared. They wanted to really promote their brand. I thought, like, spontaneous that they would just send us an email.
Yeah, I mean, they said they heard our show as we were broadcasting it, and that they really reflected on their business model, and that they would change the layout of their stores, and, you know, do away with those plenty points that were so misleading.
I wonder if they were just as good at, you know, improv as we were. You know, hopefully they didn't divulge anything that was like a secret plan.
You know, I just hope that they didn't outsource to anybody who was like an inexperienced impromptu.
That would be horrible. Like someone who's like, hey, I'm inexperienced. I would love to do a commercial for you for, you know, this new podcast that's slandering you. But not right now because
I don't got time for
it. Yeah, not now. Just not now. Not now.
That would be terrible.
That would be awful.
Yeah. I mean, it'd almost be like trying to get from ceiling fans to laxatives.
Mm, interesting fact about ceiling fans is they really give me the spins.
Spins?
Yeah, you ever stare at a ceiling fan and you just feel like you're spinning down in a cyclone?
Yeah, I'm out of control.
You're just out of control, and things are flying all over the place.
Like fowls.
Fowls, yeah. There's plenty of fowl. And you're also hitting your bowels when you're looking at the cyclone.
Yeah, and you know, bowels are have a lot to do with vowels, like O and I and U and sometimes Y.
I say Y a lot when I'm working my bowels too hard. I'm just like, why? Why Chili's? Why? Fuck Chili's.
Why did I eat so much food to remind me of ceiling fans?
And then I remember
that
I'm a fan of Chili's.
Yeah.
A big fan of Chili's. And I said, fuck you, Chili's. And now I renounce it. I renounce the hate that I gave to Chili's. But I'm still a fan. I'm a fan of the spinning, cycling, cycloning bowel movements.
Yeah, exactly. I, you know, whenever I go to Chili's, I think about how they're spinning their menu into a new item, and that item would have a lot to do with movement, because they're always like, get your takeout on the go.
They have like the choose one, choose two, choose three menu.
Yeah, they have all the best parking spaces. They're not handicapped.
They have more to go spaces than anyone else.
Yeah, like, I mean,
everybody wants to get the Chili's to go. Yeah, they want to go.
I mean, all the to go spaces are right in front of the building, right next to the handicap rail. But the handicap right people to have to park further back.
Yeah, that is a very interesting ploy.
Yeah,
but you know why? Because they have colostomy bags.
Well, yeah. I mean, why wouldn't you? If you were going to Chili's, I always bring my colonoscopy bag to Chili's. Because, you know.
Colostomy, not colonoscopy.
Colonoscopy? Coloscopy? Colonostrally? Like I'm shitting through my nose.
Colostomy.
Coloscopy. I thought it was colonoscopy.
That's where they examine your rectum.
Okay, so I was wrong. What? Okay.
Just chill you out.
Coloscopy. Okay? It's got to do with you're sticking something up your butt to poop in.
Colostomy bag is not the same as a coloscopy. Coloscopy.
You can't even say it.
I can't even say it.
All right.
Oh, what were we getting
your to? Shit bag. Yeah. You take your shit bag to Chili's.
Of Chili's.
And then you need it because you're going to Chili's.
And you also need it because you're driving by, guess what? A Rite Aid. And you need to put some terror into the Rite Aid workers. So you huck it on to the front foyer of the Rite Aids.
Right. AIDS.
No.
I think we're trying to get to?
Diarrhea.
We're trying to get from ceiling fan.
I thought it was diarrhea.
No.
What was it?
We're trying to get from ceiling fan to laxatives. And I think we're mostly there.
Diarrhea is laxative. Okay, so we got to diarrhea.
We got to diarrhea. So when you go to Chili's, it's
sometimes when you connect the dots, you lose your place.
So, when you get to Chili's, it makes you need to poop.
And what do you do when you gotta poop? You make a dotted line to the bathroom.
A dotted line to the bathroom. And then that leads you to Rite Aid's, where you can buy laxatives at an overcharged price.
Boom.
We did it.
Connecting the dots with the dotted line. So... The next the next, connect the dots, is going to be liquid and solid.
Liquid and
solid. So, whenever I get a nice liquid, the first thing I think to myself is,
can you do me a solid?
I want to drink this. Because right. I love drinking liquids. Unless it's mercury. And yeah. Even sometimes I'm like, that looks quenching.
I mean, who hasn't looked at mercury and thought, I've always wanted something metallic to be in my tummy?
Fuck Tide Pods. I want to drink some of that metallic shit. Crack open a thermometer and just suck it out like a pixie stick.
If that doesn't look like something a mad scientist drank to make them into metal men, like
Colossus.
Like Ronan the librarian. I would love to be a metal librarian, just like clunking around, like extremely loud, just like crashing through a library and then shushing people. Just telling them that they are off their rocker. And who would fuck with me? Because I'm Mercury Man.
Yeah, but aren't you... As Mercury Man, don't you feel you're more of like a Wonder Twin? You're like, form of a liquid. And then your twin's like, shape of a thermometer.
No, because, you know, the only...
Do you live on Mercury? Were you born on Mercury?
I wasn't, but I was gifted with extreme speed, despite my metal exterior. And that will allow me to be firm as well as liquid.
So what you're saying is, if you were Mercury Man and you were very liquid about stuff,
fluid.
You would never, you would never even hesitate. You would never give a second thought to, like, if I asked you a favor, you would just do me a solid.
I would, I would do you a firm. Yeah.
A solid.
I would, if I was Mercury.
What if it got really cold?
If I was Mercury Man and it was really cold, I'd probably be like, do you want to turn up the heat? I mean, it's like 0 degrees here. I don't know how you're living.
I don't know how we got into impersonations.
This is
connect the dots.
So if it was, how cold does it have to be?
It has to be at least 0. Calvin.
You're not warming me at all.
No, I don't want to warm you. I don't want to charm you. I want to get you to 0, so that way we can start from 0 to 60 real quick.
I don't understand. I'm Mercury Man. I work in a library.
Wait, why do you work in a library again?
Because I'm Mercury Man.
That doesn't explain anything.
The Mercurian librarian.
I guess that works.
I'm just trying to do a job.
Okay.
I had an experimental accident. I don't know what you're expecting of me, but these conditions are unsuitable to work in, so I would probably quit. And you can eat my solid shit.
You know,
we got to solid.
I did solid.
I don't know what counts.
I said you would do me a solid.
I don't know what counts.
That counted. As soon as we get to the word that we say. As long as we get there in a very, like, obscure, strange path, it is cool. Or so cool that it becomes solid.
Oh, I thought we were doing salad. That's dawning on me now.
You fucko.
I was leading you through all these paths. I mentioned radishes. Grape tomatoes. If you go back and listen to all of this, I mentioned like cabbage, red onions,
Felicius.
Feliciosaur.
Raw. The god of the sun.
Raw. I mentioned chicken, tuna, seafood, salad.
Go back and just, you might have missed it. It's very subliminal, but we did get into all of that. We talked about your faith.
My faith salad?
Yeah, your faith salad. It is a great salad. There are, I got
to
tell you.
Wait, is this a new topic? Are we trying to get from faith to salad?
No. I'm telling you about your faith salad that you make, your famous faith salad. And, you know, I didn't have faith, but listen, if I would have ever thought you could find a way in a recipe to mix gummy worms with tobacco pipe tobacco and avocados, I was like, no fucking way. And you found a way to give me faith.
You know,
you had that faith salad right there.
If I ever thought that I could be over the moon in ecstasy, then nevertheless that I would find, I'm surely about to be.
Because I've got a golden ticket.
I've got a golden chance. I've got a golden twinkle in my eye.
With okay. The golden ticket, it's the...
No, we can't keep doing this.
It's okay. Golden ticket.
No, it's on. We're getting into plagiarism territory.
Oh, you're right. So we've got the golden flicket.
We've got the golden pants.
Golden pants.
I've got a golden tinkle.
Golden pants to the NBA.
Wait, is it tinkle? No, it's twinkle. Twinkle. Okay, I've got a golden tinkle.
A golden tingle.
I've got a golden tingle in my arm.
I thought you were trying to say tinkle, like a piss.
Yeah,
like a
I was.
Golden piss. I got a golden piss.
Well, there. It could be a tinkle. Like tinkle, tinkle, little star.
All my pisses are golden.
I've got a golden tinkle. I should see a doctor.
No, what are you trying to do right now?
I'm trying to not plagiarize people.
You're trying to see parodies.
A doctor.
Okay. So we've been doing this for about 20 minutes. 15, 20?
35.
Okay. Do you want to try another segment? Live?
I don't think we could do another live segment. Should we keep going A to Z, or do you want to do something else?
I think we could change it up.
All right. This is our first switch-up episode.
Switcheroo.
We don't know what's happening.
Do when we switch
over. You know, it's just like Rite Aid. When you're walking down one aisle, that's and true. Then it shifts into another.
Yeah. They try to fuck you. Yeah. They're like, you're looking for this. Guess what? You're in the wrong...
Back pain / sidearm aisle.
Sinus / asshole. Like,
yeah.
What are they trying to do there?
Yeah, you know, next thing I know, I'm spritzing Nasonex up my asshole because their aisles are misleading.
It works great, by the way.
Not for allergies.
Well, it works great for constipation.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's what they advertise slightly.
That's a good point. They're trying to loosen up all the junk. You know, Rite Aid's just a shithole. You don't want to go there. You don't want to be part of that. You don't want to write the aid that they're providing. Okay. What do we got here? We got... let's see if I can read.
It's magic.
It's... This magic moment.
Oh, I meant like... Oh,
it's magic. Oh, I see.
You know.
Let's do... do you want to do made-up facts?
Yeah, we can do that one.
Okay. We'll try made-up facts. So...
Attention friends.
And foes.
You have just won a getaway vacation to Bermuda.
Jamaica. Ooh, I want to take you.
Bermuda. Come on, pretty mama. Kiago, Montego, baby, why don't we go? We're on the Kokomo. We'll get there fast, but then we'll take it slow.
Made up facts.
Made up facts. This is facsimiles that are made up.
And they're factual.
Factual facsimiles.
Yes. Factual facsimiles that are going to fact you out of what you previously thought.
You know, I once got a fax that was...
fax?
Yeah, a fax.
Oh.
That was telling me that I had just won a brand new
brand.
No, a brand new box of cereal.
Brand box of cereal.
Yeah, any type of brand that I wanted, I could.
All kinds of brand.
Yeah, brand flakes. This brand. Brand more that raisin brand. Raisin brand crunch.
Brand
new cereal.
Brand old.
Granola bars. Anything I wanted for cereal bars. Oh, no, wait, it's your turn. I don't want to go on.
That's true. Okay, so. Interestingly enough, that you. I don't know if you understood this before, but so this is a little bit enlightening. It's kind of thunderous. Like, it's. People mostly don't recognize the electricity behind, you know, like, what is going on.
Such a enlightening moment, almost like awe-striking.
Yes, and it never awe-strikes me the same place twice.
$5 coupons.
Yes. $5 coupons. The interesting fact about that is if you have a cold eating machine, and I'm not talking about the one that your doctor has, and a laminator, you can get $10 off your purchase of $30 or more at Rite Aid.
No fucking way.
Yeah, you gotta cheat the system. You gotta literally take the $10 off coupon, and then you spend $30, which if you're not keeping up with the math, is three times more than you would usually spend to get a shit ton of toilet paper or whatever you're paying for that's overpriced at Rite Aid. And then they're like, oh,
Viva paper towels.
Here's $10 off. And you know what? If you would have gone down to your local store that sold that same brand of toilet paper, you would have paid $10 less. So you're actually paying $10 more.
So you know what I do in those situations?
What's that?
I put all my merchandise on the counter.
Mm-hmm.
And then I tell them I would like to purchase the merchandise.
Is that a fact?
Yes.
These are true facts.
Well, I mean, I could fax it to somebody, so it would be a true fax. But then when they're ringing me up, I like to take the last item and hurl it as far as I can. And I say, I'm sorry, I have spasms. And they're like, oh, that's okay. And they go to retrieve the item that I hurled. And I hop over the counter, I take as much money as I can possibly get, and then I hop back, and they say, did you move it all? Because it seems like my drawer's empty, and I don't have any money for change, and I know I had $600 in here. And I said, yeah, that was me. You guys are bullshit.
That just sounds like you're robbing people. You truly are a Robin Hood. You're robbing the hood.
I'm, you know, there's only so much.
I know what? This is, seems, there, I feel very uncomfortable right
there's
now.
There's only so much I can fax and take.
I can only take so much fax before I take off the roof.
You know, fax it till you make it, is what they say.
And when you make it, you mail it.
When you make it, you are first class.
First class, priority mail.
Same day rate. Shipping.
Yeah, flat rate.
It's almost like your Amazon Prime member.
And they tell you that they're going to give you free 2-day shipping. You know it doesn't cost them shit to ship.
Shit to ship.
Yeah, they just ship shit all the time. They don't need a ship to shit shit. Okay?
My ship to shit ratio is devastatingly low.
Not for Amazon.
No.
Their shit-to-ship ratio is through the roof. Just like Rite Aid.
You know, sometimes, have you ever tried to fax a picture of your ass?
I tried to photocopy it, and I tried to fax it.
Yeah, I mean, it gets difficult if you don't photocopy it first, because there's that, like, scrunching. And I mean, you can bear with it for a little while, but eventually the pinching gets pretty bad, and you have to deal with that dial-up tone. And I'm not exactly sure which is worse. You know, I have
the
like
clenching.
I can deal with that a little bit.
I can't deal with the clenching.
There's just so many faxes in the universe.
And these are true facts.
These are true facts. And
interesting fact. Did you know that 8 out of 10 podcast listeners hate fucking Rite Aid?
I did know that.
They hate fucking them. They just, it's always a one-night stand. It never turns out the way that they planned it.
Well, that's because they have those automatic doors that just open and close if you stand there too long.
That's very true. And they sell all kinds of lubricant. It's never enjoyable for the opposite sex. Who knows? Maybe one day we will live in a trans Rite Aid.
Trans Aid.
Yeah, a trans Aid. And they will serve all types of gender identifications. But right now, they're just a Rite Aid. And they are not servicing the left. They're all about the right.
You really need a both aid.
Yeah, a both aid. We need a transcendental aid.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like this is getting really heavy.
I don't know what heavy is. Maybe you should ask the light aid.
You know, sometimes you just need like a right wrong. You need to right the wrongs in your life. And
you're talking about heavy.
Yeah, you're right. I should lighten it up. I should go to Light Aid.
Light Aid. We'll just get a couple of bulbs. You know, we'll just get two floodlights and we'll flood the light all over the righteous.
Yes. We'll do that, and then we'll get some more facts.
Oh, yeah, we're doing facts. That's how we're doing connect the dots again.
We didn't give two topics, so I'm not sure we could do connect the dots again.
I was just kind of rambling.
Lord,
yeah. I was born a rambling Rite Aid. Trying to make a living, just doing the best.
Okay. Going and get my prescriptions. Stealing the most that I can. I'm going to Rite Aid again.
They got some overpriced speakers.
Ben Gay's $2 off this week.
Man, I can't wait to use those coupons. Those coupons.
Gonna buy some condoms and some weed.
Lord, I was born right, man. Trying to make a living, doing the best that I can. Living on the weekends and buying those beer cans. Lord, I was born right, man. Fuck Rite Aid.
Love them brand new back massagers.
Trying to buy the shampoo and conditioners. Paying double price, that's all right with me.
As long as I don't got this dandruff.
Lord, I was born a Rite Aid man.
Making advertisements for them.
Working on the weekends. Buying them beer cans.
Lord, I was born a Rite Aid man. They had slip and slides for just $10.
They also got them fancy garden gnomes.
That cereal is free on weekends. But I can't take it home. Lord, I was born a Rite Aid man.
Now we're promoting Rite
Aid. I know, they paid us. It was on Instagram.
Oh, that's awesome.
They advertise on Instagram.
They also slipped me about a quarter gram
of all that crazy Vicodin.
I go there to buy my protein powder. Rhyme with powder.
And stock up on that toilet paper. And now I found I can't take showers.
But that's okay, cause I wait in line for hours. Lord, I was born a Rite Aid man. Trying to make a living and doing the best that I can.
Oh, the beer cans.
Beer, no, that's... No, working on the weekends
and buying those beer cans.
Lord, I was born a Rite Aid man. Improv song. Thanks for listening to the Not Now podcast. Yeah, so... Yeah.
You can find us on... Or you can email us at notnowpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, pretty soon.
You could also find us on Facebook and the Instagrams. And we look forward into hearing what you do with all this. Yeah, feedback on how much you love or hate Rite Aid / Spencer's.
Yeah.
Or if you live in a state other than Maine, or if you enjoy improv songs.
If you know how to breathe. We're interested in hearing what you think.
If you work on the weekends and buy beer cans, we'd love to
not
know.
Not you. You hate beer.
Yeah, that's true.
I love beer.
I prefer liquor.
I love beer.
We couldn't get any
different.
I work
on the weekends.
We're like the odd couple. Ba-da, ba-da, ba-da. But anyway,
parody.
Okay, we can't go into this any further, but we hope you enjoyed this session, and we look forward to you hearing us further in the future.
Not Now Podcast.